I'm talking now to Sylvia O'Connor. Where are you at the moment, Sylvia?
I'm in Baltimore, Maryland.
And what time of day is it there?
It is 5 past 10
okay.
in the morning.
So we haven't got you up too early.
Oh, no.
And how long have you been living in Baltimore?
Oh, ever since I came to this country in 1946.
Wow, so since literally 1946. Where were you from in England?
Woolwich.
Right, so you were a South London girl.
Yeah, I was born in Greenwich, but we lived my teen years and all in Woolwich.
So obviously you lived right through the Blitz and the war and all of that.
Yes, we did.
Were you evacuated or...?
I was briefly evacuated at the very beginning of the war because we were away on holiday at the Isle of Sheppey.
Right.
And my mother and father left me and my next younger sister there because that's what they told them to do. But I was only there a short while because there was a teenage boy living in the house also. It was a farmer's house. And anyway, we used to have our bath every Saturday. And because I guess I might have been developing a little bit, he kind of ogled me. And I told my mum, and my mum came skating down there and grabbed me home.
And brought you back to London.
Yeah, she said she wasn't going to have any of that monkey business. then my two younger sisters, they went up to Durham. They were evacuated to Durham, but I stayed home.
And were you working during the war, or were you at school? Or?
Oh, yeah. I was working during the war, I guess. For about 2 years into the war, I was working into the war.
And how did you meet your husband? How did that come about?
Well, I worked at the Piccadilly Hotel,
right.
And they had what they called an American bar on the first floor. So we used to get a lot of business of Americans going in and out the bar. And we used to get a lot of rumors. And one day, somebody came up to the office and said that the American Red Cross were asking for volunteers for clubs for the all of the Americans that were stationed in London, which they had several around different parts of London.
Volunteers to do what? I don't really understand.
It was mainly being sociable with the fellows that were in the club.
Just being company, I guess.
And cleaning tables and talking to them and doing everything we could to make them feel, that they were being looked after and, they had company and all that.
Now, it's often said that the English girls thought that the GIs were very glamorous. Is that true, do you think?
I guess maybe I did to a certain extent, but it's like everything else. When you work amongst them and get to know them a lot, you kind of you take it for granted. You get over that first awe, and of understanding number one their accent, and they're trying to understand your accent. But I mean, after the first couple of weeks, you sort of take it as, you get used to it. Although, I must say that I never got used to the amount of different dialects that they would use because they were all coming from different states and stuff. And actually, that is where I first met my husband, although it was sort of a off thing. I mean, I was a great singer in those days.
Right.
And I would always be singing along with a jukebox, and Bob was one of the guys that came up to me and said, "Boy, you have a beautiful voice." And I said, "Oh, thank you very much." And he said, "Well, my name's Bob, whatever it was." And I said, "Oh, pleased to meet you." And that was that. But about 2 days later, he called the hotel where I worked. And actually, we weren't allowed to take calls, and so I had to go to the next office and take this call. And he said, "Hi, Sylvie, this is Bob." And I said, "Bob, who?" wasn't very polite.
You'd obviously made more of an impression upon him than he'd made on you.
Yeah, yeah. And so then he said, you know, we met at the Washington Club, and I told you you had a lovely singing voice. I said, oh, that Bob. So then he asked me if I would like to go out with him after I finished my evening, day at work, and for a date. And I said yes. So
were your friends or your family? What did they think? Were they in favour of this, or were they jealous, or were they? What was the reaction?
No, well, actually, my dad had his, as my mum used to say, he had his face put out for a little while. I mean, he wasn't too anxious about me going out with Americans, but my mother had told me that I don't care who you go out with, bring them home first.
Right.
We want to meet them. So that's every guy that I ever had a date with, I took home. And I think my dad kind of got used to the idea that they were just young men, just like English young men, except they had a bit more money.
I guess the other point, though, is that just like English young men, they were going off to fight and possibly die. How did that feel?
Oh, yeah. That was my big thing during the war, was I felt sorry. I felt so sorry for all kind of soldiers, sailors, whoever they were, you know, away from home. And it was my big thing. I had a big fan club that I used to write a lot of letters to English soldiers and all kinds of people that I had come across with. And that was my bit for the war. I used to be a pen pal to guys in Africa and stationed in England and in France and all that kind of thing, English guys as well as Americans. And that was my big war effort, part of my war effort. These, like you say, these guys were going to be going off and maybe, you know, wouldn't be coming back, wouldn't know what was going to happen to them.
But so, clearly your husband did thankfully come back.
Oh, yeah, he did come back. And I mean, actually, really, he had a silver tongue. He was a second generation American Irish family.
Right.
And I'm sure, you know, he had kissed the Blarney Stone somewhere along the line.
And he'd obviously kissed you somewhere along the line as well.
Well, yeah, obviously, because I got four kids.
Did you move straight away to America after the war?
Well, no. We met in the spring of 45. When things got serious by the fall, he was still stationed in London in Hyde Park. He was a military policeman.
Right.
By the time things got serious with us, we were planning to get married. I mean, he did ask me to marry him, obviously. And we were going to get married in England. But all of a sudden, things got moved up very quickly. And he was sent back to Baltimore. He was sent back to Baltimore in the December. You know, we had to sort of change course. And I'll probably have to come to America to marry you, which eventually I did.